Mutual has been looking and talking about its program of work. I know one big issue is research funding. One key to that for Mutual has been hopes of getting some of the federal tariff money on imported orange juice and other products to go towards research. You have said before you've been hopeful the lame duck session, something could happen. Update us, please, on that.
Well, we're certainly still encouraged. The fact that we have to have brand new legislation for the National Citrus Research Trust Fund continues to be the highest priority for Florida Citrus Mutual. We're still in an excellent position, even though, as everyone knows, the issues and the concept of working together in Washington, D.C. becomes challenging at best. It is thought, though, with the leadership from Senator Bill Nelson, that he can take the Senate Finance Committee recommendations and now move it through the full Senate. If that happens during the lame duck session and Senator Nelson's committed to try to move this legislation as soon as possible, if somehow that our legislation of the trust fund could be coupled with other legislation, we might very well be successful during the lame duck session. Of course, at that point, we would need the rest of the Florida delegation, who have been briefed on this issue, to step up and be supportive as well. Now, in a time of budget cuts, one can argue now's not the time to fund additional research on the federal level. But if you think about it, this is in the fight against invasive pests and diseases. We didn't bring these diseases to the state of Florida or Texas or California, so we're looking for that long-term funding partner, the United States government, just part of the tariff to help fund the research. It will be a great day when we're successful on that legislation. I'm still hopeful to see it during lame duck. If not, it will continue to be our highest priority in 2013 and next year's Congress.
Run through what we're seeking, what this bill would do.
Well, this bill is critically important because it does provide long-term research funding. It basically allocates a portion of all the tariff funds, whether it's on orange juice, primarily orange juice, but as well on fresh citrus imported in the United States. There's a tariff paid. Approximately a third of that would be designated for a research trust fund. That might be as much as $25 or $30 million a year. It would be under the purview of the United States Department of Agriculture, but what's very unique on this program, it will be run by a board of directors made up of stakeholders, Florida citrus growers, primarily from Florida, but with growers from California and Texas as well. That way, we'll know the research will go to programs that are not only detrimental, but of critically important to the growers of citrus throughout the United States. It's mirrored somewhat after the Wool Trust Fund, so there's a precedent set there, but it could provide dollars, significant dollars, for at least the next 5 years in these trust funds, like the Wool and the Cotton Trust Fund, have been renewed several other times. In total, this could be, at best case, at least 15 years of long-term funding for research that's critically needed by all Florida, Texas, and California citrus.
A little overview, why research has become such a dominant concern in the last few years?
Well, that's a great point. Research is by far as our highest priority, and yet we still struggle at times with labor and the new health care package that's going national that will increase costs to farmers and the Florida citrus growers. But no doubt, after Florida has struggled with invasive pests and diseases like canker and now honglongbing, greening, it is top of mind. And our frustration is, as in the past, canker and greening were in our groves. We didn't even know it. And so what this, if we can have research dedicated for the future, we'll not only be able to whip HLB, but the next devastating disease that's coming up from Central or South America. So we need to be able to protect our groves before the disease is already firmly planted in those groves. I think the whole struggle with invasive pests and diseases are here and will continue to be here for Florida citrus. That's why the long-term funding is so critically important to the future of the Florida citrus industry, the 76,000 jobs, and the $9 billion of economic activity to the state of Florida.
One of those diseases we already do know about, several growers have told me citrus black spot. While it's still contained to Hendry and Collier counties, growers around the state have said they're concerned about it, mutual concerned about black spot.
Oh, absolutely. We've worked with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. We have tracked the new findings and the expansion, and it's so very frustrating. Here's another serious disease. Certainly, the death of our fresh fruit industry if we do not keep this under control. That juice, that fruit, would have very limited use if it wasn't for our fresh fruit. So here, citrus black spot. Another invasive pest and disease certainly didn't come from our groves that we've got to address, and we got to have the research to combat that disease. And, you know, there's another. We hear of other diseases that are coming, sudden death. And I don't even want to understand what sudden death is, but it sounds terrible.
We talked about the federal efforts for research funding. There are state efforts as well. I know Mutual has been working closely with the governor's office this year to try to get additional state funds for research. You want to tell us where we're at on that?
Sure. Well, the challenge went out. We were in an enviable position, Florida Citrus was, when Governor Rick Scott had a field day, a work day, if you will, in the Indian River District. During that discussion, the governor had a first-hand view, was able to see, feel, touch, and help pack some fresh fruit in the Indian River area. The thought that we could lose those fresh fruit packing houses, that we could lose more jobs, and the whole economic impact of the state of Florida from citrus could be lost, resulted in a challenge for Florida Citrus Mutual to work with the governor's staff. As we're working on some federal long-term funding, can we go to the 2013 state legislative session and ask for state general revenue? Traditionally, we've gotten small dollars, but working with the governor's staff, we have a proposal on the table. And what's really good news is we did not work in a vacuum with the governor's office. Certainly, the Commissioner of Agriculture, Commissioner Adam Putnam, was actively engaged. And I'm so pleased to announce that in the Department of Agriculture budgets, there's a proposed $8 million for research, as well as another $1 million that would be split between the Budwood program and the CHIMA program. That, if we're successful, if we can get that appropriation passed during the legislative session, that could provide dollars for research immediately to our Citrus Research Foundation effective July 1. That would be a tremendous short-term infusion of cash that could really help our foundation and not require the Florida citrus grower to fund all the research on his own.
Very recently, speaking of state dollars, one of our own citrus people, Ben Albritton, member of the House of Representatives, he has reached a position that he could be very helpful to us in these efforts, correct?
Well, you are correct, and we're so proud and pleased with State Representative Ben Albritton. Many of us in the industry know he's a citrus grower, past chairman, and commissioner of the Florida Department of Citrus. But it was announced that Representative Ben Albritton would be the chairman, and he will head up the House Agricultural and Natural Research Appropriation Committee. So these dollars that we're asking of the state of Florida through Commissioner Adam Putnam's budget ultimately will go through Ben Albritton's committee, and we have a lot of help for Ben Albritton. I mean, Seth McKeel from Lakeland, Representative Seth McKeel, could be critically important. just north of the Indian River area, Merritt Islands, Representative Steve Cristofoli can play a significant role in the new leadership of Will Weatherford. At the same time, on the Senate side, Senator Joe Negron can be very helpful. And, of course, we have used and worked with and enjoyed the great work with Senator Denise Grimsley. So there's a lot of work to be done. It would be a challenging year, as it always is, in Tallahassee. But we have a lot of good friends and a lot of support in Tallahassee, and certainly the recent announcement of Representative Ben Albritton is another piece of good news for the Florida citrus grower.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.